The reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius, governor of Syria. And everyone went into his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The word of God.
Yeah. So we're going to think now about what happened on the night that Jesus was born, and the shepherds go to see Jesus. And I don't know if you ever thought, why on earth was it that the shepherds were chosen? It's not necessarily the most obvious choice. Maybe you'd have thought they'd have gone to the palace and got people come from the palace, or go into the town and the shopkeepers. But these people out in the cold at night looking after their sheep. And so if we can go to the next one, please. So it says, Mary gave birth to her first son and wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn, and the word room is guest room. So somehow or other, Joseph and Mary, she gave birth probably in a room, but also in the room there was a manger, so that the animals maybe were in there. I mean, some of the houses in those days, it was quite common for the animals to be in part of the house, because it was all integral in the way they lived. If we go on to the next one. And the shepherds were taking care at night of their flocks. And these sheep look much more photogenic than you do. I don't know. It was night, and of course at night there are the dangers. They had to protect them from the predators, from the foxes, the wolves, or maybe even lions. It's quite interesting that when you go back into the early kings in the Old Testament, a lot of them, like Samuel and David, were in fact shepherds when they were young. So in those days, it wasn't beneath the better families to get involved in doing the sheep. I don't think in Jesus' time it was the case. I think it was left to the people who were willing to rough it and go out at night. If we go on to the next one. And so they saw this tremendous light in the sky. I mean, maybe they chose to go to the shepherds because they were out, and this display in the sky would have seemed quite amazing to them because it would have tremendous impact where they were out in the dark and the shepherds could see the angels. And he's saying to them, I'm bringing you good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. And I don't think at the time maybe they even understood what this good news could be. Maybe we're going to get that in a minute. So if we go on to the next one. So this very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. So this is a tremendous thing. Told to these, not influential shepherds, just ordinary people, being told God has acted. It's been unexpected. There are some people who are waiting for him to bring his son, but not many. People didn't expect it. I'm sure those shepherds never expected this great display at night with all the angels telling them. And yet they were the ones who were trusted to go and tell the things to Mary and Joseph. And it was quite important that they did this to encourage Mary and Joseph. So if we go on, so the king is born, and so glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And I'm sure the shepherds only have a glimmer of what was going on. They probably didn't understand that much. They understand that God was going to send his son to be born a man, to rescue people in the future to die. They had no idea about this. But they realised that a great thing had happened and they were being asked to witness it. And so they believed what the angel said and they went and acted on it. So if we have the next slide. So let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing which has happened that the Lord has told us. So they recognised it was God talking to them. It wasn't some evil spirit or something like that. They realised that this was a real message from God and that they needed to do something about it. And in our lives, we all sometimes have got messages from God where God has really spoken to us and he wants us to do things. And he wants us to act on it. He doesn't want us just to, oh, that was a nice sermon, and then forget about it. He wants us to be active in serving him and doing what he needs us to do. So to do God's will, the shepherds had to leave their flocks and go and see Jesus and then encourage Mary and Joseph for what they had seen. So maybe just a simple thing to do, but in fact very important. So if we go on to the next thing. So there is an artist impression. They got the sheep there anyhow. And Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. So where Mary went, these things are like telling her about the angels, telling her what they said, telling her how God's good news had come. All this was going into Mary's heart, that she had this baby. She maybe didn't understand the full importance, but in fact, she was thinking, really thinking about it and learning what God had for her in her life. And this was the start, in fact, of something, a journey she was going to make, which would give her a lot of pain, but also a lot of joy. And so if we go to the next one. So the shepherds went back singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. So it just impressed me that I never really sunk into my head that the shepherds, they went back singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. This had an enormous impact on them at the time. And they responded to it. They, in fact, were grateful for what God had done, what God had shown them. And, in fact, this is part, they, in fact, were affected like this, was also a great benefit to Joseph and Mary. This was all part of God's plan. And so we see Jesus humbling himself to become a man and hence to act as a good shepherd for us. So this was the start of it. It was his life to follow. And we remember these words that Jesus said, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep and flees. So even in Jesus' time, there were times when the people looking after the sheep ran away. It was too challenging. They were asked to do too much. But in fact, Jesus says, I will lay down my life for the sheep. And this is a tremendous thing that we see happening as he proceeds through his life. And so we should be encouraged that we have this good shepherd looking after us. And we should remember the resource he brings to us when we have problems, that we can go to him and ask for his help. So if we go to the next slide. So the shepherds so had an important role to play as witnesses, although we don't hear anything more about them in the long term. They had this one time in their life where it was really, really important that they did what God wanted them to do. And the same goes for us probably, that there are times in our life when it's really important that we do what God wants us to do. We may not necessarily be asked to be a great star, a great preacher or something like that, but God's got jobs he wants us to do week by week. And we shouldn't be ashamed of that, and we should be happy that in fact we have this good shepherd who is leading us through our life and helping us to make the right decisions. So in a similar way, God wishes us to perform the task he has prepared for us. So do not give up, but be faithful in following him. So I think that's the message. I mean, realise what the Good Shepherd's done for us. Come and at this time we give thanks and give worship and be encouraged in our life, especially now we trust Ali to his keeping and pray the baby will come safely. It's just a privilege that we can come and discuss that and support each other. Think about the people in the food bank. There's some very moving stories and people without. And so help us to be aware of those around us who we can help as well. And so I just want to encourage you to enjoy the next few days. Be encouraged that God really cares about us and that we have this good shepherd who is taking care of us, even though we may have some big up and downs in our life. And there's many people here in this church who've had a lot of problems this year. And he wants to be with you and to help you.